Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Talk Shonen. I'm Jared.
I want to do that part. Welcome back to Talk Shonen. I'm Jared.
And he's Kyle.
And he's... No, stop. All right, start
Turtles,
over. Start,
Turtle
start
just
over.
Got married start, again.
We're starting over. Turtle. Say welcome back.
No, this is
I
not
want to
the
be Ricky Rocks.
It. This is not the show
I'm
for
I'm Ricky
it.
Rocks on this show.
If you've never listened to another Rum Runners show, I apologize. This is how most of them are.
I'm Ricky Rocks.
But Turtle just got married again. So
Ricky Rocks
he's
is here.
He's on honeymoon.
Island.
Island honeymoon.
That was a show, right?
Now Kyle's here.
Ricky Rocks.
Ricky Rocks, I think it was.
No, I'm Ricky Rocks.
I'm Ricky Rocks.
Call me Ricky Rocks.
Okay, Ricky Rocks.
Thank you, Daddy.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so we're going to do something that Kyle...
I'm Ricky Rocks.
...actually knows about.
I'm Ricky Rocks.
No one cares.
I'm only Kyle when you introduce me.
Exactly.
I don't think I've ever introduced myself as Kyle. Maybe once or twice.
Once or twice, yes.
Usually not.
Normally not. We're going to talk about something Kyle actually does know about, and that's video games. One video game in particular.
All the video games. Let's talk about all of them.
We're not going to talk about every single
GTA
video
6
game.
Was announced. No, it wasn't. People just keep thinking it's going to be.
Everybody thinks it's never going to be announced. We're going to talk about Elden Ring, because it is a game that has taken the world by storm, and... Also,
17 million copies sold.
Isn't like
that's a made up number, Jared? It's not that many. I think it's like four something. It's a lot.
It's at a lot of millions
it's
sold.
Broken records for FromSoft.
Yeah, it is the best selling FromSoft game. People who have never played a Souls game at all are finding out how miserable one human being can feel.
Sorry, I was closer with the ridiculous number. I said 13.4 million.
It's 13.4. What's funny is I was thinking 14.3. So
they outsold Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah, apparently that's a rare feat.
That's good, though. I mean, Call of Duty is booty.
Not always. I've been playing Call of Duty again because Elden Ring's made me sad.
It,
it hurt my feelings.
That's what it does
best. It hurt my feelings so bad I haven't touched it in a week.
So, I mean, for those who haven't played Elden Ring, what it is it is sadness bottled up into a video game.
I don't think that's how FromSoft would sell it.
Okay. It is a open world RPG that is harder than anything else that you've ever seen in your life.
It's not true. I've made it pretty easy, and all I had to do was some things.
Yeah. Okay. You know, let's
FromSoft describes Elden Rings as an action role-playing game played in a third-person perspective with gameplay focusing on combat and exploration.
Mm-hmm.
It features elements similar to those found in other games developed from FromSoft, developed by FromSoft, from FromSoft would be weird, such as the Souls series, Bloodborne,
Sekiro,
Shadow Die Twice.
Yes.
Bandai Games made this. You know what else Bandai made?
What else did Bandai make?
Power Rangers. I think that's where Power Rangers come from. Bandai?
No, it's Sabat.
You know what? Shut your whole mouth.
Yeah, but okay. So, I want to get your opinion because I have played Dark Souls games in the past. I played Dark Souls 3. That's it. I played Dark Souls 3.
I've never played none.
Yeah. What did you think?
I only play open world games.
What did you think getting this game? Like your first like 20 minutes into this game. What did you think of it?
I thought, wow, this is taking me a really long time to decide what kind of character I want to make.
Okay, let's...
That took me over an hour.
I forgot about that.
That part took me a really long time. There's much discussion about what class I should start as.
Yeah, yeah, there was. And even afterwards, I was like, did you pick this one? And you were like, yeah. And I'm like, just so you know, you're going to have to do something like this. Or you're going to have to reinvest heavily later on.
Nah, I just have a lot of things. I have lots of money. Money is not a concern for me.
Yes, but we're not talking about right now. We're not talking about right now. We're talking about when you first started.
I first started, I was like, Jared's a dick. He said that this was a good class. And then I got killed by everything in that cave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to play the video game the way I played video games. And then I had to go on a quest to forgive that.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, Kyle plays video games like how most people play D&D, which is murder hobos, which is any and every situation should first be approached with violence.
No, any situation where I'm disrespected, and then also any other situation. But disrespect, very much.
I will say, for anybody who hasn't played Elden Ring, the moment you start the actual non-tutorial cave, and you're out of that, because that's what that is. That cave is the tutorial.
I understand.
Yeah. Once you're out of that, you get insulted by the first person you see. And he basically says, you ain't got no bitches, so you're worthless.
And I was like, I got bitches all on my dick every day. And then I tried to fight him, and then I couldn't. And then I ran away, and the dragon killed me.
I forgot that you went the opposite way that most people go. Kyle.
Yeah, I went right.
Yeah, yeah.
All you juked left, I juked right.
All we went straight.
Oh, yeah, that was an option.
Yeah, if you go straight.
It felt like that wasn't an option,
so I went right. If you follow the road, you go to, like, the next logical progression. You were like, I'm going to go here.
I was running for my life.
Yeah, that is most of this game, though. Most of this game is you just being like, oh, that's cool. That's a cool little thing over there. What's this about that? And then you run for your life. Because it has zero chill.
Yeah. Until you get like to a really high level. And then you're like, I'm killing everything. So good. And then one thing hits you and you die right away. And you're like, what?
You're like, what have I been spending 100 hours on? That's what I'm at. I'm at over 100 hours in this game.
Well, I'm 2 weeks behind you because I was a week after you when you bought it.
And you've taken this little break because
of I've taken a break because of sadness. To be fair, though, I said I was going to buy it before you, and you just happen to be someone who wastes money more often than I do.
That is very true.
I was required to do chores to get it.
I'm a frivolous spender.
I had to do things.
Yeah, yeah, so it is what it is. But I'm an old dog, because I was anticipating getting it, and I even said, should I get this or should I get Elden Ring? And you said the other thing.
It sounded cooler. And at that time, I hadn't watched as many videos, and then as I was watching videos, I was like, I'm going to get Elden Ring.
Yeah. And that's kind of how this game has kind of grown in popularity. I mean, a lot of social media following it, a lot of like TikToks that have been posted have been one of the main reasons that this game has exploded in the way that it has, I'd say.
So for me, this game sold me not necessarily in that, but in the way that most of the video games that I play sell me, and that the video games that I play are a lifestyle and they stop being about the video game.
Yeah.
Like GTA and Red Dead, that's not a video game. That's a lifestyle you have to live.
Yeah, that's a second life.
Because you have to dedicate yourself to them.
Yeah.
Or else you're not happy because you have either no money or in Red Dead's case, you fucking get shit on by every other player.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But FromSoft has developed something, I don't know, I feel like special here because I don't think any other game compares to just the expansiveness, the freedom, and...
Well, there's not a lot of games where 100 isn't the level cap.
That is true.
I can think of two.
Yeah. I think this one's, what, 700?
Three. I can think of three, because one of them I don't think has a... Two of them I don't think have caps, but that they're capped still.
Yeah.
Technically, every level after 300 on those is fake.
Which ones?
GTA and Red Dead. I don't know about Red Dead, but GTA, the last, like... The last benefit you get from leveling is at 300, and then after that, there's no point.
It's just a number at that point to make people scared.
Yeah.
It's just the general intimidation factor at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it is true. I mean, you know, not often will you see a game that lets you go past 100. But yeah, I mean, usually, especially your RPGs. Stats are hard capped at 99, though.
The only way to even get all of them capped is to hit the level max.
Yeah, it's to hit like 700.
And it requires like 30 billion runes to get there.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot to get. Like, it's hard for us to level up, and we're only at 100 and something. We got 600 more to go.
I'm at 152 now. I finally broke 150.
Pretty sure I quit after I hit like around that. So I'm at the same level as you, but I got it through hard work and dedication. Not because I cheat at every video game I've ever played.
Yeah, of course not.
I don't cheat at every single... I don't find some exploit every game that I play.
Well, technically, one of them is not cheating. It is just... It's just...
That takes too long.
The aggro. You're just, you know, cheesing the aggro.
I might do that one, though, where you get all the guys to kill themselves, because that just sounds hilarious.
That one is funny, but the only way to get that is to basically, like, beat the game. Like, you can only do it
in it was just using any of the prattling things.
No, you need a bait. There's a specific one, because I have a bait that would make non-humanoid creatures jump off a cliff. But if you want the ones that make the humanoid creatures chase it,
what's you a need bait?
To, it's basically like a fake... Kind of like, it looks like a sight of grace, and you just kind of like throw it out there, because there's
see, I thought it was a prattling bait. I thought that guy was like sitting there doing like, hello.
No, it literally is. It's a thing of light that if you throw it out, it pulls aggro on all of the enemies around. And then they run for whatever the thing that you did, which is really useful. Like if you have like a crazy powerful move that can kill a bunch of things in like an area. You just get them to all gather up and then you do that. But his was very funny, where you make them jump off a cliff. And it's a very easy way to do that. I will say, when you play this game...
Jumping off a cliff to making a bunch of money sounds really good.
Yeah, yeah. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that is a legitimate, you know, way of making money in this game?
And if you're like me and you want to attack the first person you see, don't. Because then it requires a secondary quest.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more annoying.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
A little bit. It wasn't that bad. You just have to kill a guy for no reason that I can understand still, because I had no connection to what I did at all, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. And that's, once again, if you even did the quest right, because there is no quest log in this. This game does not hold your hand. It is, you better have listened to what the person said, because they will not say it again.
Yeah, just
they'll
like
say
how,
something somewhat different.
Just like how that girl's dad is never going to get that letter, because I don't know where it is and I don't know who it is. I mean, we've looked it up now, but for a long time it was like,
yeah, that was just,
did you get
never.
That letter? And yeah, did you get that letter? Yeah, who gave that to us?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just trying to remember who it was the hardest thing ever. And that's my main.
There's also quests you can accidentally complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like when I accidentally gave the twin armor set
away
to the guy's brother.
You can get it back.
So I was like, what?
You can get it back.
It was like, can you? And I was like, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. Whatever you're talking about. I got to go. Why are you crying? And I was like, fuck.
You can get it back, though. You can meet him again somewhere later, and you can kill him
probably
and take it back.
Decades and decades and decades. Real quick, though.
Uh-huh.
Real quick.
Yeah.
On the note of... because this game has some questionable morals that it makes you commit to, such as sometimes when you think you're doing nice things for people, they all wind up dead.
Dead, yeah.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't typically do the nice things for things.
Very true. Very, very true.
I haven't just killed somebody instead of taking their quest, though. That's an old me thing.
Yeah. And I mean, well, I think it's also
in like
because
Fable or something. A lot
of the people that give you quests are in a place where you can't use your weapon.
Some of them. But the dung eater guy, did you let him out?
Yeah, I did.
He wants
to kill me now. He wants to 1v1 me.
Did you ever look at what happens if you let him out? There's a really, really nice guy that's supposed to give you lobster or something. And he gets murdered as fuck by that guy.
Really nice
spoilers
guy. that's supposed to give me lobster.
Yeah, there's like a dude who I guess he robbed a lady, but if instead of like being like, ah, I killed you because you robbed that lady, you're like, what's up, man? You got some lobster? And he's like, yeah, I got some lobster. You can buy lobster meat from him.
Where is this guy?
I don't know. You have to look it up. Didn't find the quest. I just watched a video of like people's lives that you ruin.
This
but,
is
like,
the
there's so
thing.
Many things that you can do in this game ahead of time without knowing it that ruins things later.
Yeah, this is the thing about this game.
Every decision has consequences.
It really does. And also, I think it's trying to like make human beings remember things again. Like, it's trying to, like, to regrow that part of the human mind that you can just remember without writing something down or reading something.
What?
Because you never heard that? That human beings have lost the capacity to remember a certain amount of information, like phone numbers. It's actually very difficult for human beings to just remember phone numbers now.
I remember phone numbers. Because old phone numbers that I remembered already.
That's because it was committed to your memory. But
I unremembered
them. Has someone told you their
phone number?
Yeah, that's different.
My phone number is easy.
Your phone number is easy and it's fun.
It's mostly the same number.
Exactly. People can try to, you know, figure that out themselves. But people are just going to keep typing in random combination. Be like, is this Kyle? Is this Kyle?
It's 610-610-6106.
There we go. That's his phone number. But no, it's like human beings literally, due to the advent of phones and like not having to remember the information, knowing that you can just save it, people don't remember phone numbers anymore.
You know what that's called?
Evolution.
Yes, and you ruined it. I was going to do that. There's supposed to be a dramatic pause. You just answered the question.
I'm sorry. It was
some
easy question.
That's fucked up.
But nerds maybe, are weird. Maybe Elden Ring's trying to bring it back. It's trying to de-evolve us. And it's trying to go, hey, how about...
It's not working because nobody cares.
Everyone
like,
just
unless
looks
you
it up.
Go and you're like, I found this quest on purpose because I know what the end result is.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
You open, you talk to someone, and they say a whole bunch of weird riddles, and you're like, cool, have a nice day. And then if you bump into them later, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, I did
you're
that
back.
Thing you asked me for that I didn't know you asked me for.
Yeah. Well, I love how, like, sometimes you'll bump into somebody, and it's only because you technically are doing what they were asking you to do, but you forgot that that's what they asked you to do. And you're like, oh, yeah, I remember you from that place. And now you're in this place, and then they tell you something new, and you're like, well, that's cryptic. I guess I'll just find you again somewhere else in the future.
I'll see you later after I kill all those things that I was planning on killing anyway.
And at the end of the day, you will most likely have to kill that person, which is a really fucked up thing in this game.
That's pretty true.
Yeah.
I killed the only person whose quest line... Well, I've killed one of the only people whose quest lines I've actually followed.
Yeah.
And the other one just was like, bye, baby, I love you.
Yeah. Because it's the best ending.
And then she flew away, and then I was like, all right, okay, bye. And then I went outside, got eaten by a dragon.
I forgot. I technically...
There's three dragons
I haven't gone back and talked to her yet. I technically still haven't finished it. I forgot that I have to actually go back and talk to her.
You have to go into a hole in the ground?
No, I did that.
What's up, baby?
I did go in the hole. I did all that stuff. But I heard you have to go back to her tower after that.
Oh, I have to do that then.
See, that's what this game does.
She said goodbye, and then she was going to be gone.
She's there. It's either that she's there, or a note's there, or something's there that you have to go back to see something.
She didn't give us a reward either. She was like, you can be my husband later or some shit.
And she gave you a sword.
You can be my... What?
The great moon, great blade. I don't remember what it's called. The dark moon great blade. That's what it's called.
Man, you tell me all the time in this game how like you get certain rewards for doing certain things and then I go and do it and don't get it.
That's literally...
I've done it in front of you because you didn't believe me that was happening.
It's literally the only way to get that sword is to do her quest. It has to be there. Because if not, then you just don't get it ever.
This game's mad at me for starting it off by, like, violence.
Oh, yeah. Kyle's super lucky in some games, like Red Dead Redemption, because he has a character that can catch fish just by standing. Like, fish will jump into his character's hat or something.
It's because I fished so much during beta.
Like, there's some sort of hidden fishing stat that he has maxed out because he will catch everybody else's fish on top of his own fish. He subtracts fish from other players and adds to his fish.
Just get good, son.
Well, in From Software, Kyle has the opposite luck. Because in Elden Ring, Kyle gets zero drops that he wants. Kyle can be farming.
Yeah, you're like, go kill this guy. He'll give you this super hours. Sweet thing. And I'm like, what super sweet thing? He didn't give me anything. I got Ash of War. And you're like, that's not...
That's not what you're supposed to get. You're supposed to get like this really cool weapon. And it happens all of the time.
I killed so many bosses because you directed me to and then didn't get the thing you told me why I would get.
Yeah. Literally, my favorite thing is me and Kyle at the same time were in the same area. And I told him, and then he also saw a video about really cool weapons, like weapons that were really dope. And he had gone through this one area a couple times ahead of me while I was doing other stuff.
I went through it one time ahead of you. I just killed everything there and then got to another point where I killed more of them.
I killed one thing one time, immediately got a weapon. I then killed the next thing and immediately got the awesome weapon that we wanted. We didn't get the one that you wanted yet. No, but I tested it out. It is the one.
That's the medium one?
The one that I gave you, because I went through and got another one because I got two before you got one, and I gave it to you.
I thought that was the large one.
Nope.
Well, I haven't played with you. Now I need to.
Yeah, if you two-hand it, you'll totally be able to do it. I
gotta bubble the shit out of some stuff.
It's fun. It's fun. I was thinking about making it better so that it would actually be viable, because it is fun to just rain down death bubbles.
I'm going to change my entire character. I'm going to go restat and just become a bubble master.
Bubble shower jutsu.
They call me Bubble Boy. I'm going to hide pickles under my tongue and shit.
You want $500? That's from Bubble Boy.
I'm talking about SpongeBob.
I'm talking about the movie Bubble Boy. I'm
talking about SpongeBob.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
SpongeBob.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
SquarePants. SpongeBob.
Jake Gyllenhaal, no pants.
Squidward.
He wasn't wearing no pants.
Squidward.
Did you know that?
He was wearing pants.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, he wears pants.
No. Well, he's never worn pants in his life. Just tidy whities.
No, he wears pants.
Have you seen the movie Bubble Boy?
Yeah, he wore pants in that movie.
No, he had a suit that was pants, but when he got out of that suit, he was in his tidy whities.
He wore pants.
I'm telling you.
He had pants. He wasn't in his underwear that whole movie.
Technically, yes, because the suit looked like pants, but the suit wasn't pants. Those were just the legs of the suit.
Bro, he straight up
had pants. But when he got out of the bubble, he was pantsless, and he was just wearing undies.
Dude, he's wearing overalls.
I'm telling you, man. I remember the scene when he thought he was dying.
He got pants on.
He wasn't wearing pants.
Even if the pants are attached to the bubble, guess what? They're pants. Pants are pants.
Pants are not pants.
Pants are pants.
Bubble pants ain't pants.
Pants are not pants.
Pants are pants.
Pants are pants, whether they keep you safe from disease or not.
Pants are pants, but bubble suits ain't pants.
Bubble suits are pants.
Bubble suits ain't pants. Pants
are pants. Pants with a bubble around them.
No, it wasn't. It was just pants that were connected to a bubble. Without the bubble, the pants stopped existing.
I'm pretty sure he could have the pants without the bubble.
No, he didn't, because when he took the bubble off, the pants went away.
They didn't vanish.
They fell on the ground.
They weren't ghost pants.
Phantom pants.
Does this have to do with what we're talking about?
I don't know. Pants. I have no idea. Why did we bring up pants?
I don't.
Oh, because you said you're going to be Bubble Boy.
Yeah.
That's
why. I had pickles under my tongue, and you went the wrong way, and he wears pants. Now, Bubble Boy and SpongeBob, I don't think he wore pants, because you just don't need pants.
Yeah, exactly. Except for SpongeBob, apparently. Well, I guess. And Mr. Krabs.
Fish.
Why Mr. Krabs wear pants, but everybody else doesn't wear pants except for SpongeBob? Maybe, it's just SpongeBob and Mr. Pants.
Maybe crabs and sponges have dicks, because fish have cloacas or, I guess they just shoot sperm. I don't know how fish sex works still. It's confusing.
They lay a bunch of eggs, and then the male comes along and shoots jizz.
Lays a bunch of sperms.
Yeah. Except for seahorses, where...
A lady jizzes inside of him.
Yeah. I forget who's the one who said, who had the comedian that had the thing about seahorses, where they're like, oh, hey, look, it's a male seahorse. What? It's pregnant. Oh, I guess it's the female. No, it's not. No, the males get pregnant.
She came eggs inside of him.
It's like, well, okay, well, wouldn't it just be easier to say that it's like every other living? No. No, in this one, the men get pregnant in this one.
This is a journey that we don't need to go on it and try to explain gender politics. That's not something we belong in.
I don't know.
It's not. We don't. I'm telling you.
Have you ever had a baby?
It's not our right. We are not the people to explain this, and we're not going to use seahorses as a reference for it, because we will come off offensive eventually.
I was just quoting guy who does the Hot Pocket thing.
Listen.
Hot Pocket.
Just Jim Gaffigan. Anyway.
Good memory.
But just like how the lady seahorse fists the male seahorse, Elden Ring's fists you. Just trying to get back to topic. Also, remember when I first started the game and you kept...
a great way to explain boss fights in that game.
When you first... hey, that's where I was going. Because remember when I first started and you would just rush me to bosses?
Yeah.
And I was like level 10. And yeah. I was like, this is really hard. You're like, no, I did it real fast. And I'm like, what level were you? And you're like, higher than that guy. I'm like, well, this is the first place I've been because of you. We ran through. You didn't let me fight anything on the way here to get any kind of leveling up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you gotta do. That's how I leveled up. I leveled up by being dragged behind a bunch of people that were stronger than me so that I can get the things that I wanted and needed. So that's what I did to you. You know what it is? We don't have anybody that is brand new to the game that you can force to do that now. So that's what it is.
Get Elden Ring. Come here. Let me show you how to do this real quick.
But I want to level up. You do not get to level up.
I just want to see what's in here. You don't have time for that. But like, what do you mean I don't have time for that?
Exactly. That's what I was told.
Stormvale Castle, I didn't explore until recently.
Yeah. I was told we didn't have time for that. We have to get to the end. So then when I went through with you and you were like, hey, what's this? And I said, we don't have time for that. I made it seem like there was a time limit on it. There's not. But
worse is I think I found Margit.
Yeah.
Margit. By accident. I don't know. I've walked into boss fights by accident in this game lots of times.
Well, that's the issue with the boss fights in this game. There's two different ways to boss fight. There's a mist. And you actively choose to walk through the mist.
And sometimes it's just a zone.
Yeah, knowing that there's a boss fight. And then the second way
is... Well, I don't think I knew that...
You walk through an archway, and then the next thing you know, the mist forms behind you, and the game laughs and just goes, are you ready to get pounded in the butt now?
I don't think I knew what the mist was when I ran up to Margit, because I was just running around.
And because that was the first boss fight. You kept yelling at me,
because I also just kept doing that. You're like, stop just going places. I'm like, no, I got this. And you're like, you're going to ruin the game if you just keep going places.
Yeah.
Because you insisted that if I killed certain things at certain times, it would be bad.
Yeah, and I was right, because if you would have killed Var when you wanted to,
then I wouldn't be allowed to cheat.
It is true, which would have
that's the only thing it prevented me from doing.
Honestly, you probably would like the game less.
It probably,
because you'd probably only be like a level 70 right now.
Nah, maybe.
Yeah. Because you'd be killing low level things. Because that's how you would have been like, I need to continue farming low level things to be able to get higher.
Still be killing that one knight over and over and over.
Do you know what my favorite thing is? And maybe this is like, it's a weird thing that comes with this game, is you get wrecked by things at a lower level and you get some sort of weird personal vendetta against that thing in particular.
You're like, I'm gonna go work out. I'll be right back, bitch. Yeah,
it kind of is. Like, it's like you got bullied by the same kid every day, and then, you know, you graduated, you worked out,
and you became like the bully because you just keep going MMA back fight. And doing it.
That's what I do. I go back to Limgrave once a playthrough, and I kill that knight, and then I go kill that troll. I kill that knight in one hit, and then I go kill that troll in two hits.
I don't know if it's that the archers are afraid of me, but they don't shoot at me now when I go in there.
It's crazy.
Do they shoot at you still?
They do, but I do this thing where they'll shoot at me, and I slowly walk towards them.
And my life is... And you're like, yep, don't care.
My life is just going down so... And I have arrows all in the front of me, and then I just kill them in one shot. And I was like, okay... I think that if they would have incorporated like a fear meter into this game for NPCs, that would be hilarious. Because I feel like I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're like,
feel the power radiating off of him.
Exactly. Like if you were a soldier and you're shooting a guy, and the guy is slowly just not running at you, not trying to avoid, taking every hit, and just stands in front of one of your friends and just hits them one time, and your friend explodes into a puff of blood, you would go, nah, I'm good. I'm going to run away now.
That's my theory with many video games / movies. And you're like sitting there, you're like, he killed that guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're like, it's my turn. Like, okay.
You're just going to die too.
You saw what I did to your friend, right?
Like earlier, I will say earlier in Elden Ring, you're not safe.
No.
The most regular ass dude can kill you. Accidentally.
Yeah. Higher levels, it's the same thing. It's just the difference of how fast you can kill them.
Yeah.
That's really, like, your ability to die is barely predicated on your health bar.
Yeah. I've
been killed by low-level things just as fast as when I had no life, and, like, why?
Yeah. It's because they can, if... The thing with Elden Ring is there's like...
The thing with Elden Ring is that everything hits so hard that when you're leveling up your health, it's not that it's scaling, it's that it's finally hitting you at like what you think it should have
A reasonable amount.
Yeah.
But the thing with Elden Ring is a lot of low-level, weaker things have chained combos that if you accidentally get hit by one thing, you're now stuck.
Yeah.
And you're like, it doesn't matter how strong you are. You're trying to roll away
the whole time.
Yeah, you're just there. They're striking really, really fast, and they normally have a bunch of weak, low-level guys together that all have that. As a person who loves dogs, Elden Ring will make you less of a dog lover, because dogs are one of the worst things. Whether it's
the Irish wolfhounds, whether it's or the wolves.
Whether it's wolves,
the wolfhounds are the worst.
The wolfhounds or the Tyrannosaurus Rex dogs.
What about the zombie dogs?
Zombie dogs are the worst. I hate those dogs.
That's because the only places I've ever seen them have been in like places where even at the level I am now, I'm still low level.
Yeah.
Because it's all in
the sewers of the Capitol.
The sewers of the Capitol or like in Necron. Or in, like, what's the place that you love? Your favorite one?
Oh, Altus.
No, I meant the opposite of your favorite place.
When oh, Caelid.
Yeah, they're all over Caelid.
It's a weird... And this is kind of what I was getting to with this game. This game makes you say words. And, like, there's things that just get into, like, your normal... vocabulary, like saying things like, oh, I procced this and pulling aggro now, and like, you know, only cheese nerds and say cheesing like and you know, like that. I'm cheesing this.
I don't say any of those things.
Well, it's because you're weird. You're not actually a nerd.
I'm like,
you're
I just, killed this thing.
You're just
killed
it. You're currently on a nerd podcast because Turtle's on vacation.
I double tap the thing, super dead.
Yeah, but there is work. But still, how often did you think you were like, oh, I was dungeon diving in Caelid, and I got killed by a Tyrannosaurus Rex dog?
None, because I ran through Caelid and I collected all the Sites of Grace and I left.
You're like, and I just don't go back.
I can travel to Caelid more than you can, but it wasn't because I went there to explore. I went there, found the giant dog guy, was like, what the fuck's this about? And then I left, and then I was like, well, while I'm here... I might as well just ride as fast as I can down the road and collect things.
Yeah, no, I just explored and killed everything along the way. But I had to be very strong to do that.
You weren't very strong when you killed that poor, poor, decrepit dragon.
No, I wasn't, but it made me very strong.
Bad person.
Okay, there's also some things in this game.
Bad person.
That
a lot of these things have questionable morals. Almost, yes. You're a bad guy in this game. I'm
100%. Totally, 100%. As someone who knows... like the endings and what you have to do. Every ending is basically about you ending the world. Like even the best ending, you're kind of still the bad guy.
How is their DLC coming?
If you're ending the world in the long run.
We can rebuild.
Not like you're immediately ending the world. It's like you are the inciting event for the end of the world.
The end of their world. world in between life and death.
Yeah, it's a really...
You're destroying purgatory.
It's a really weird thing because of the fact that the lore is explained in like conversations that no one wants to listen to because they're just like, yeah, whatever, let me just get to the thing. Or through item descriptions. That's where most of the lore is in item descriptions and on those big-ass swords. Like, there's big swords in the ground. I keep telling you about them every time we're playing together.
I haven't seen one.
You're like, what did you do? And I was like, I ran over to read the sword. And you're like, what? And I'm like, you've never read the swords before? And you were like, never once.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There is giant swords that have little, like, poems on them.
Play for violence. And then when the violence is too much for you, you take a vacation, you play Call of Duty where it's calm. Play Call of Duty against the super try-hard sweats that don't sleep or do anything except play Call of Duty, and somehow it's less painful than playing Elden Ring. Like, I went back to playing Black Ops, and the only people that play Black Ops now, because there's a new Call of Duty, are the people that have dedicated their life to playing Cold War.
Yeah.
It's not a good time, but it's a better time than Elden Ring is. Especially when you're like, I'm going to explore this whole cave. I died and I'm at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to explore it again and see if I can get... I died and I'm back at the beginning. Maybe this will be the time. I don't like this place. That's where I am right now. Right now, I'm sitting at a site of grace inside of a cave that I thought that I could finish exploring.
Yeah.
I can't.
There's
it's not that it's not that the monsters are too hard. I killed them all. It's that there will be one moment where one thing catches me.
Yep.
Like the stupid fucking imps. The stupidest of all the monsters in the game. These little tiny things that are easy to fuck up. But if they hit you one time, they catch you in the blood loss shit and you're just fucked.
Yeah. Do you know what's
funny? They like paralyze you at some point.
I found a cave in this game where it's actually a cave that I've been wanting to go because it has an incantation that I've wanted for a while. I've been telling you, I was like, I have to get this one incantation. Finally got it by accident because I went into this cave because it was one of the stone sword caves. I went inside of it and I was like, oh, well, this is pretty cool. It was a spirit summoning cave where the spirits just keep coming back unless you kill the summoner. But the summoner's not a person, so it's not like, it's not easy to figure out what it's going to be until you finally figure it out. And then you're like, I'm going straight. It's a snail. It's a snail summoning spirit. Yeah.
I heard of that before you.
Yeah, so I'm going through this cave and I'm doing all this stuff. And then literally I watched a video about it because they're like, this is
the boss fight. There's like a guy who will fuck you up.
Yeah.
And you got to know not try and kill it.
There's two also. There's a thing that feels like a boss fight. And then there's the actual boss fight further in where you're fighting two.
I don't know how many times I've been going through a thing and thought that I did the boss fight only to find out that was a pre-boss.
Yeah. And the great part about this dungeon or this little cave is that one, there is no spirit summoning. There's no summoning pool. So like you can't summon people inside of it.
The snake is a god tier summoner.
And then also there's no other site of grace. So if you die in the boss fight, they want you to go back through, including killing the pre-boss. And you have to do that every single time you die.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
I'm still upset that I didn't get the thing that lets me have a ghost of me because I killed that thing. And I thought I was supposed to get it then.
Whoa, wait.
I killed the mimic thing.
Yeah, so did I.
And I didn't get a mimic tier.
Neither did I.
The one in Necropolis or
in Necron?
Nocron.
Wait, are you supposed to not kill it?
I don't know. I thought you were supposed to get a spirit tier if you did. I thought you were supposed to get that. I thought that's how you got the mimic one.
I don't know. I don't think so, actually.
How do you get the mimic?
I don't know. That's the thing with this game. You literally you do things because you think, all right, logically, if I do this.
Well, I was down there for a purpose that wasn't that. I just came across that and I was like, well, cool.
But then when you beat it, you go, okay, this must be how I get the thing.
There's still a thing. Not. There's still a thing in Necron that I still run away from. There's like a fox monster ghost thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to fight it. It killed me, and I was like, oh, you kill me fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how to fight you.
Because this whole game, like...
You have to strategize for particular things, and if you can't figure out the strategy for an individual
if you die too fast, you're like, I didn't even get a chance to learn your patterns. I didn't get a chance to even know what your moveset is. You hit me one time, and now I'm not playing the game anymore. Now I'm back, and I have to now. And the whole thing is, you have to then go back to that person.
Yeah.
To get your stuff.
Yeah, and you just run away from it. You're like, I don't care.
Like, you have to look them in the face and just be like, I'll take these. Just stay over there. Or you have to be on your horse and be like, I'm going to do a drive-by real quick.
Or you're dumb and you're like me, and you're like, I figured it out. And you go in, and you either kill it or you lose all your runes.
Yeah. And that's another thing about this game.
There's so many times I'm like, oh, I should have thought about this. Like, yeah. I win in the end sometimes, and when I've won, I've been like... Ooh, I should have picked those up first.
Like, I didn't lose runes until I was like a level 80. That was the first time I ever lost runes. Because I made it my goal to never lose runes. I was like, if I die, I go back and I get them immediately.
I was definitely less than that because Margit, the first few times when I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that that's what I had started.
Yeah.
Or that he was important.
Yeah.
And he killed me, and sometimes he can kill you, like, as soon as you walk through the door.
Well, there was also the time where I was like, hey, did you go get your runes before going back in there? And you're like, no, I died, and I lost all of them. I think one of the first times you went into that first camp, I was like, did you go get your runes back? And you were like, no, I didn't, I forgot, and I lost them all. And at that moment, I was like, he's going to have a hard time with this game unless he starts doing something different.
Like cheating. Because then I don't care.
Yeah.
I've lost runes now. I'm like, I'm just going to get them later.
Yeah. Once you get to a high enough level, you literally are just like, if I lose 60,000 runes, it's not a problem.
I'm still a little upset. They're hard to still... It's not like you build them up fast.
I mean...
It's just like you can't... It's a really weird, shitty place when you get to a certain amount where you're like, all right, that's a lot. It would be upsetting if I lost it, but I can't do shit with them right now.
That's the worst part about it. Because, like, your runes are everything in this game. Because
if you're, like, 10,000 away from being able to level up, but you can't, and it's, like, 100-something thousand, and you're like,
yeah,
I can't lose this. But also, I won't make that last 10 for like ever.
Yeah, you also like, it's not like there's anything that you can be like, all right, to be on the safe side, I'll just spend them. Because you can't just spend it on things because there's really nothing.
There's just nothing worth spending them on.
Exactly. There's nothing worth spending it on unless you have
a basic set of armor.
Unless you have like the bell bearings to buy like the smithing stones you need. But those are so fucking few and far between. Plus also, unless you're studying it, which I think that that's a cool thing that this game has created, is a very in-depth... If you didn't make me paranoid about
selling stuff, I would have less problem. Because like normally in most games, I would sell literally everything I'm not using.
Yeah.
But you're like, don't do it in case you want to play again after you win.
Well, also like I don't know if you've found a lot of cookbooks.
I do, but I don't know what they do. Sometimes I'll go in and see what I can make, and it's the same stuff. And
you
like,
just immediately learn new stuff.
Yeah, but like sometimes it doesn't actually do anything.
That means you don't have the materials for it. But you can actually go through, see all your cookbooks, and see what like you can make. So like if you're like, oh, that would actually be helpful, you can try to find out what you need to make that, and then try to look for it. I still don't do that. I just don't sell anything. In this game, I'm terrified to sell anything just in case I ever need
99 of one specific thing.
I have 999 rainbow stones.
I have 999 dew kiss herbs. I don't know what I can use them for.
I don't know
either. It's just every time that I go to do the cliff thing, I collect all the ones along the path, and that... The fact that I have 999 might say something bad about how many times I did it.
Because you get like 9.
I also...
If you run through the whole thing, you get 9.
Here's the thing. I also didn't stop collecting them when I hit the cap.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long I've had 999.
Well, it's because you now have them in your chest.
There's not like one moment when I was like, oh, I'll stop. I just always did it. And then I looked and I'm like, wow, that's a lot. And I can't get any more, but I'm still getting them.
Yeah, because it goes directly in your chest.
If you inside of my chest
at the site of grace, if you go to like chest, it'll say chest. you can see all the extra crap that you have.
I want to know how many. I probably filled one.
Maybe.
Is there a filling of them? Can you fill one completely?
I don't know. It has like a lot of extra space. I'm
just going to go and be like, scroll, 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 scroll. I'm like, I have so much and I have nothing I can use these for. You're like, and they're only worth like one rune each. So really I have like 999 worth.
Yeah.
Or no, they're 10. So I have
9,000
worth.
Yeah, you have almost 10,000.
Which is nothing.
Worth. It's nothing. It is nothing. It's a real, like, I love the game. Don't get me wrong. I love the game. But it creates, I don't know, a weird kind of anxiety that you kind of like, you look forward to it, but at the same point, you hate it. Because anytime I run into an enemy that's legitimately hard to kill, because my paranoia made me over-level for boss fights, so like I killed Margit in 2, and the only reason I killed him in 2 was because the first time I refused to use a spirit summons, and I was like, let me just try this. Okay, I almost killed him, so then I used the spirit summon.
There are some things that being over-leveled sometimes ruins the fun of.
Yeah.
One thing was not Rinala. Because I don't know, I heard she was hard to beat, but I wrecked her so hard that I just laughed about that one. Yeah. I was like, that's funny. She's trash. And then when I went and I fought the scorpion thing and did the same thing, I was like, man, that thing's cool. I kind of wish I was here longer.
Right? Yeah. Like I over-leveled for every single boss fight. Like,
everyone.
I fought Radahn. Well, no. Okay. I'm now at the point where I'm an appropriate level, apparently.
because the capital, we're both of that then. That's still hard for us.
I will say that
hard-ish.
The two end bosses, I'm not gonna give it away because this is considered mid game now. So like this is like farther into the game. Yeah, we're at the middle of the game where we currently are.
It's too much game.
Yeah. And so the two bosses there, I died twice to the first one, and the second one it took me 11
you 11 killed the tries. End boss? I thought you didn't get
no
him
just
yet.
in the capital I've killed the two in the capital, so I've now made it to the land of the giants where things are significantly harder.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's so
you
much
have to
harder
emphasize you're a dork.
Yeah this is a nerd podcast.
You're
Kyle.
A dolphin penis.
This is a nerd podcast. You're actually making podcast. Fun of the entire audience. You're very, 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 very disrespectful right now.
Because you talk like a neckbeard. Oh, am I not? Is that a curse on this show?
I mean, that's just a that's
this
just
is a high level insult.
That's just making fun of people, Kyle. That's not accepting. This is a level of acceptance.
Listen, nerds. Just because I play video games, I typically don't play them for the same reasons. I play them for addiction values. For feeding my need for money and power and it's a sexual thing.
You play video games for most of the same reasons that most people play video games.
I don't think that's true.
You just refuse to actually admit it.
You don't play video games and have the single-minded goal set that I typically do.
Okay. Is your main reason for playing video games an escape from the life that you currently lead?
No, it's so to fulfill you an OCD need that I have developed because of the video game.
Now,
the to main cause violence the and main get reason, money. The main violence reasons, and money.
Which is the exact opposite
violence of, and
of
money.
What your current life is.
That is not true.
Your current life is not full of violence and money.
You tell that to all the men that the mob hired me to heal.
To heal? You healed men? I healed the man.
I healed them dead.
I healed them so dead. Man. Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's what nerds really
violence
are.
Violence and money. They're nerds? All about violence and money?
Yeah, and sex. Violence, money, and sex.
See, all right. So one of those isn't right.
What do you mean
one of
those
things
isn't right? Is it money? Is it money?
No, it's the part where you get your wiener touched, because to get good at video games, typically you can't be doing that. It's like sports.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not supposed to bang before the big game, except for nerds, the big game is every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the is the terrible part of being a nerd, man.
You gotta learn that you can combine the two and do both at the same time.
Always be ready.
Do both at the same time.
Man, the literal motto for From Software is get good.
Get head while getting good.
You're telling me that you could be getting a blowjob and also fight a boss in Elden Ring?
Yes. I could. Now I'm going to find out.
Go for it.
Which boss should I fight?
One of the ones in the capital.
How many are there?
Lots.
There's also a time when I was just boss hunting.
Just go
fight. I was just finding the things that
go
I
fight
could,
those,
like,
go fight those dragons that killed you.
I was just finding, no. I was just finding the teleporting things. Some things, you know, I don't do things to hurt myself.
I would do anything to prove a point, but I won't fight those dragons. Fuck those dragons. I won't fight those dragons.
I don't do things that hurt me, except for repeatedly go down the same cave hundreds and hundreds of times so that I could die at some random point very deep inside of it and be sent to the beginning.
I feel that's like the only thing. If I was a psychotherapist, I would say that there's something embedded in that your main desire.
I won't
in this
go
game,
for something that I will obviously hurt me. What I will do though is torment myself by doing something that took me hours to only have it taken away in a second.
No, that would be like an actual therapist. What I was gonna say is a psychotherapist. You know, like Sigmund Freud level therapist of like everything is you want to fuck your you know everything is you want to fuck your mom. You know, that kind of therapist. But I would say your exact wording was that I'm not going to do something that's going to initially hurt me, but right now what I'm obsessed with is I will continue to go deep inside something until I ultimately die and do it again. So you can see how if you psychoanalyze it like Sigmund Freudian style, it's pretty easy to see the thing there.
He was a parapsychologist. So, you're wrong. He studied ghosts. That's what that means, right?
I don't think so.
I think it does.
Did he psychoanalyze ghosts?
Paralytically.
Paralytically? He paralyzed ghosts?
Listen, I don't know about you, but shut up. Don't analyze me for that. Just because you gave up on that cave right away when one bad thing happened to you.
It's called logical.
One bad thing happened to you. You're like, fuck this place. I spent hours in that cave. I'm going to be the world-renowned expert on that cave because I've spent so much time in it.
You're going to be the let me solo her of that cave?
No, if it's... I don't know if there is an end, and I don't know if I already did the end, since I sort of did it backwards at one point, when I went and I killed all the bosses, and then found myself back in that cave, and I was like, I know some of this place, and then I was like, oh, no, I know this place, and then realized that it never fucking ends. I don't even remember how to get out at this point.
You're doing a really bad job of making you seem like the world expert of that place.
It's how you become the world's expert or something. You go, I don't understand this, let me know more.
Are you keeping a map? So that you can kind of like remember?
Yes.
Okay, no. Cool. That's fine. Yeah. All right.
I'm like, what you got to do is you got to turn left at the lobsters.
Make a left on the lobsters.
Climb up this ladder.
Touch the lobsters. No matter how high of a level you are, they will kill you.
Climb up this ladder and beware, there's 57 imps in this room.
Yeah.
You could take them out one by one by shooting them with an arrow and watching them fall to their death.
Can you do that?
Some of them.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool. I don't have arrows.
That wasn't not true. That was the thing I did do.
I don't have a magical bow and arrow to use that has insane range. I have incantations. I
thought you have like 12 bows.
I do have a lot of bows.
So you do have bows and arrows.
I can switch to actual bows.
You didn't sit selling all your arrows like I did when I first started.
Did you hear that they actually did try to like patch the bird farm?
What?
Yeah.
Arrows not go as far?
No. They made it that only certain arrows will pull, only certain bows and arrow combinations, and only one crossbow will actually pull aggro for the bird. So
you can shoot the bird now.
You can shoot the bird, and what it'll do is it'll run at you, run to the cliff, stop. Go back and forth, and then walk backwards unless you hit it with the correct one.
It already does that sometimes.
He does do it sometimes, and I've run into that since that's the only one that I've done. I haven't done the one that gets you an actual lot of them.
What you gotta do is you take your horse.
No, they patched it.
They did not patch the jumping off a cliff thing.
You can't do the one jump currently. You have to go up a different way. They made it that literally the part where you get after the thing where you normally will jump over and jump up. When you go to jump up and over, it blocks you. You run into an invisible wall and fall.
When did they do this?
Not too long ago. It was right around the time you stopped playing. They did find another way to do it, though, that you can actually just you can just jump up. Like, you have to parkour a little bit more.
Yeah, the double jump?
It takes a little bit more practice, but if you can get up, you can still get to it.
Listen, I can find any way to cheat a game.
I also found out that there's a second spot if you go down a little bit further.
Why do they care?
That gives you twice the amount.
Why do they care? They made shitty multiplayer aspect.
It's
why do they care if you find a way to do something fun?
It's because of the multiplayer.
I've never understood. It doesn't have anything to do with the multiplayer, though. Because, when I first did it, I had nothing worth. The game requires so much more than just being a high level.
Yeah, you need the right. You need the right spells.
As we've said
before,
if someone hits you the right way, it doesn't matter how hard. Like, you could have the longest health bar. Your health bar can go off the screen.
Yeah,
and there's something that'll still hit you in one and kill you.
Yeah, yeah. I will say. I mean, and it's one of the things that I like about the game that it, a lot of it is more about like the weapons that you use and the spells that you use.
I was using basic stuff when I first started that,
and not about your armor.
Yeah.
Your armor is like how you look is almost inconsequential.
It helps a little bit.
A little bit. It is the most negligible thing, though.
I can't compared really to everything compare because I can't really wear that much armor.
That's true.
And most of my clothing is rags.
Yeah.
That's true. I have a chest piece and a helmet, and then I have ripped up straps on my legs and hands.
Oh, I got a bloody bandaged helmet. Where it's just my whole head is wrapped in bloody bandages. And I was like, Kyle would love this.
No, I wouldn't like that one. I like the way my guy looks now with the weird Oni mask. And
It also boosts your strength.
I don't care.
The Oni mask boosts your strength.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, that's why your Bloodhound Fang is even stronger.
I haven't paid attention.
Yeah, you gotta actually pay attention
Who
to stuff.
Who checks stats on stuff like that? That's for nerds.
I do. I check stats on everything. I turn into a mathematician. I start going, well, okay, well, if I do this, it'll give me a 12% boost, and I do that, it'll give me a 30% boost. So if I do all of these things, I'll get a 63% boost. I'm going to do that now.
Yeah, man, I just combined a bunch of things, and then I look and see how much my damage is doing, and I'm like, sweet.
I was just like, I'm going to do this spell. I'm going to do this spell.
I just randomly do stuff, and then I look at the number, and I'm like, cool.
Now I'm happy.
And then you hit something, and it's like 65, and you're like, what the fuck is that thing wearing?
Because there's resistances. There's resistances, man. I just got killed by another one of those death birds.
The sword birds or the big death birds?
The big death birds, like the ones that are called death bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got killed by another one of those.
All the birds are death birds except for the eagles and the penguins. I killed so many penguins.
There's also owls, too.
I kill all the penguins. I know I killed an owl just because I was talking to you when I did it. And,
you know that I like owls? Yeah.
But you heard me. I was like, look, an owl, and then I shot it.
Yeah. No, I killed an owl once, too. It was
trash.
Runes, man. Everything is runes, including the children in that game.
There's no children.
The jellyfish are the spirits of children.
Oh, I like the jellyfish, though.
Yeah, but that's what it is. The jellyfish are legitimately...
The jellyfish are the only thing that I haven't just been like, I'm going to murder this for fun.
Then you'd have not gone on a killing spree of children. Because it has actually been confirmed that they are all children.
What I should do is I should lightsaber my sword.
just do the red one. Yeah. No, he had the blue one. You can just do your normal scholarly armament, do it, and then just recreate the Anakin killing a bunch of younglings.
Kill all the children.
Yeah, you just go to one of that place that has all of them, and just you should record it in a way that makes it look like you are, and just. Cut to one of the jellyfish, like a close up on one of them, and then
please don't hurt me. I showed up. It's jellyfish butthole.
Yeah. But I guess this is probably where we should end it. It's an amazing game that has a lot of really cool aspects of it, but it'll make you hurt in a way that you didn't think it was possible, and go back to playing games.
It'll make your wife laugh at you.
I forgot that people actually judge you harshly off of this game because they think that it should be easy, not understanding what it is.
That's not why she laughed at me. She laughed at me when I complained about how I lost some runes, and I was like, you don't understand. It's not only your money to buy things, it's also how you level up. And she went, ha, sucks. And I was like, you don't even... It's so cold.
You just lost.
You know how long it took me to get those?
You have zero support system. That's what that is.
That's when I was still just killing knights.
Oh, man.
It took a really long time to build up anything.
I'm telling you, you just need to have her play the game and see.
She won't. I told her she might like it, except for all the parts where the pain happens.
Yeah, which is most of the game.
Emotional pain.
I think it's funny that what I told you, like when I started this game, I was like, yo, when you get this game, It legitimately hurts you. I'm like, and you're like, no, won't. You're like, I'm gonna be so good at that game. You're like, I'm not even gonna die one time, probably.
There's not a lot of games that I quit because I was upset. Usually it's because I'm bored or I forget about it.
Yeah, this one literally will make you feel a certain way and like feel this has, like, personally slighted.
This has similar aspects to other games that I've quit, like. Mm-hmm. The Elder Scrolls games and like Fallout games where I didn't finish them, but I quit those because I got bored because I don't follow storylines.
Yeah.
This one doesn't give you access to the storyline. And then on top of it, I'm doing the same thing where I'm just wandering around doing random shit.
Yeah.
Except it hurts my feelings and then I get mad and sometimes that causes a vendetta that it needs to be fixed. Or sometimes you quit and you go and you play a game you haven't played in 2 years.
Yeah. Especially when like you fight an enemy that feels like it was designed to fuck you up, where it's like, why is it the one thing I do is the one thing that doesn't work on this boss?
It hurt me so bad I didn't even fall back to my typical fallback games. I went further.
I went to
games I haven't played. I had to re-download one of them.
That's hurt. That's pain. That's like sitting in your room eating ice cream and watching movies that you watch.
Like,
with
I can't even play my
heart.
Comfort thing because I'm so upset. I need to go play something different.
You literally went
for
nostalgia.
I was like, I'm not playing RPGs anymore. I'm playing first person shooters only to get away from this.
Nothing can remind me of this game. It's a good thing that you can't roll in Call of Duty. It's like, the moment you see a roll, you just like, you can't even eat. Kyle can't even eat pizza rolls right now.
I need pizza rolls. You need pizza rolls anytime.
He's just like, oh, roll.
Pizza's in a roll. You can have pizza
on a roll
all the time. Pizza rolls. Pizza rolls. If I was eating pizza rolls while playing Elden Rings, I could probably subside some of the pain.
It'd be
lava in my mouth, but
until you reach the area of the game where it's all lava and then it just becomes like almost sensory at that point. And you're like, now I hate this even more. Now, as I'm dying, I'm also feeling the burning.
I feel like I can enjoy Elden Rings again if I was getting a blowjob while eating pizza rolls while playing. I think that could help negate some of the issues.
Also
if I just leave that cave,
goddamn place. Yeah, if you leave the place that's been causing you the pain, I think you'd be fine.
I haven't seen the sun in Elden Rings in a long time because I haven't left that cave.
That's what's
that day that you
up.
Played with me. One, I had already been in that cave. I think when you got there,
yeah,
and I haven't left. And before that, I had already been there a while.
Your poor, poor character is just like, I need some vitamin D. Just let me just go back to where you let me kill that knight a few times. It'll make you feel real good because he's like so weak now compared
to. I need to just go find a boss that I can kill.
Yeah.
Like most of them aren't that much.
Well,
of a problem.
I told you what I did that one time where I kept losing to that one person. So I went on a dragon killing spree where I just started finding
dragons.
Where did you
kill dragons though? Because like all the ones I find still fuck me up.
Dragons.
The one in Lurania of the Lake still fucks me up. Well, I don't know.
That one's gone now. I think that one in Lurania of the Lakes is the one that goes to the temple, the church, where Ronnie is. Because it's the one
you
that
you killed it.
I did.
Accidentally, somehow.
No. The one that's outside of Ronnie's tower, I killed that one accidentally.
Yeah, apparently. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. I'm talking about the one that was up where you have to go get the thing.
Yeah, because the one in the thing is a black magic dragon. Like it has magic and it's black, which the one later on.
Wow, Jared. Wow, that's hey, what man, determines black I'm, magic?
No.
It's not the arts. It's the being black and having magic hey, makes man, you black you, magic.
You come up with a better way to say the things with the adjectives that you have.
Magic dragon. It's a magic dragon. It's a dragon that uses magic.
Cool. Well, there's also
you don't ones need to describe its color,
that
Jared.
There's ones that are brown and also magic dragons. It's not my fault that for some reason From Software made the ones that are magic brown or black.
Wow, Jared. Hey,
the one that's poison, the one that's like literally scarlet rot, that one's white. The one that is putrid and decaying is white.
You can backtrack all you want. There's no need to describe the color of the dragon.
The one that's
if you were describing that white one, if it wasn't in this context, you would have been like, yeah, you know, the one that shoots scarlet rot.
There's one that shoots scarlet rot. There's a bunch that shoot magic.
I don't need to know what color they are. I just need to know it's a dragon that shoots magic. Magic dragons are the hardest ones to kill because the magic, I thought, was like a thing. That's why those three in that fucking one place are such nightmares.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the one that was in the place before that, and you were looking at me. I said that. I said where it was. I said magic dragon.
That's because there's that it was two in Larnia of the Lake, and I forgot that I wasn't talking about the one that's outside of Brawny's castle. Because you were like, don't kill that. I think that's her friend. And I was like, will she be mad if I kill it? And you were like, no. And then I tried, and then it killed me because I ignored you.
Because you always do.
And then I was like, well, I don't want to fight it anyway.
Once again.
Sometimes in this game, something will hit you so hard that you're like, you know what? I don't even want to fight that one.
It's like in real life, if you were being a dick to someone and then you got smacked so hard that you were just like, you know what? I'm going to leave anyway.
I was already going to not be here.
I didn't want to go to this club. I didn't even want to drink here. Bouncers are just assholes here.
Every time I would go to visit Ronnie, I would look that dragon dead in the eyes and be like, nah, I don't want to do that again. I would think about it. I think I tried two or three times before I was like, fuck that dragon.
That dragon hit you so hard that you became a better person.
I was just hiding behind rocks a lot while it was shooting fire at me.
I'm to this day going to believe that now, that dragon literally smacked you so hard that you became a better person. You developed like empathy and sympathy and other things that you're just like,
I doubt it. To be fair, there's not a lot of NPCs in this game that you can't kill, but also there's not a lot of NPCs in this game that you need to feel bad for killing. It's just, are they important to the story?
Everything eventually dies in this game.
Yeah, but it's also like most of the time, there's not a lot of NPCs that just talk to you. Almost all of them try and kill you.
Yeah.
And then the ones that do talk to you, you have to just weigh whether or not they're important. Which in your mind, it's always important. You're always like, that important. One talks to you. That's an important always person. Always
important.
And I'm like, how important?
Think about it. You're in a world that is filled with things that are constantly trying to kill you. And something isn't. And your immediate thought is, I should kill it.
Listen, there's a lot of times in video games when I play video games where I don't think about talking to things before killing them.
But that's...
I might not even know. I failed Fallout the very first... I found out that doctor was my son because the game was like, yo, don't kill your kid. And I was like, oh...
But you shot, I remember you exploded his head.
Immediately. He walked in the room and I'm like, where's my kid? Bam! And I was like, just so you know. Because I remember I did it and then I called you. I was like, just so you know, don't shoot that ginger guy that walks in when you ask where your kid is and you get to the institute.
He wasn't ginger. He had gray hair. He was old.
I think it's based off what you looked like, I thought.
Mine was, I mean, yeah, because it looks like you. But mine had gray hair.
I think mine had red hair.
Oh. I had already gotten to that point, and I was like, yeah, I know, I didn't kill him.
I did. I killed the fuck out of that kid first. He walked in that room, and I was like, I wonder if this will work. It does. Bam!
Exploded head.
Because, for one, for the most part, Elder Scrolls took that ability out of most of their games. You can't kill characters that are vital to the story.
Yeah.
That you used to, and it was amazing in Morrowind. I honestly had a playthrough that I would never, ever be able to finish because I had killed multiple main characters.
And here's the thing.
It was funny. I don't play storylines most of the time.
If Elden Ring didn't lock combat, inside of Round Table Hold, Elden Ring would probably be a game that you would never, ever be able to finish.
Factual.
I think the only person you wouldn't kill... I would
fight that gold knight guy because I want his armor.
Is the guy that you... the guy that's like smithing?
I'd kill him.
You really?
To free him. He's a slave.
I was literally about to say, because of the fact that he's chained to the wall and cannot get out is the only reason that you'd let him live. And
it'd be a mercy killing.
Like that dragon that couldn't move. That was a mercy killing.
You could have been more respectful to it, though. That's fucked up, man. Just going and stabbing it in the legs 1,000 times till it dies.
Hey, man. Sometimes you just got to do what's effective. If we were a higher level, it would have been faster, but we weren't. So we had to work with what we were given. No one ever said that euthanasia was easy.
Remember when I was bad at PvP and then I was good at PvP in that game?
Yeah.
Because the last time we got into a fight and I was like, I got this. Because they were just running away from you the whole time.
Yeah.
And I chased them down. Yeah. And then I was like, we both got the same sword.
Yeah.
Let's sword fight.
Yeah.
And they were bad with it.
You remember that one guy that like I earned his respect and he came back and helped us because of it?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I kind of wished he stopped being the guy that showed up because it felt like that's odd and not regular.
Yeah. But he did. He kept coming back and I earned his respect.
I just thought it was funny because like the first time he killed me first.
No, he killed me first.
No. He killed me first, I thought, the first time.
I don't remember.
The second time he killed you because you were like, just stand back. And I was just hiding behind.
Mm-hmm.
I was just hiding behind a wall the whole time.
Yeah. Well, it's
the second. That's when we were waiting in the hallway. We're like, yeah. Where is he? And we made him search for us.
That also ended up not helping us.
Yeah. I know. Because, well, he targeted me the first time.
Yeah. And the second time I just was in a bad spot. Like we were fighting in an enclosed thing. And, like, my weapon kept bouncing off the walls, so, like, it wasn't good. Like, so us choosing to fight in that room, actually, or in that hallway, ended up, you know, screwing us over. But once it was, like, a fair fight, and, like, we, like, bowed beforehand, did everything that, like was normal, then that was a good fight.
And that's how the birth of Let Me Watch will become.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, this is fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but we should probably end it now.
I will never end it.
You can find the show wherever you find your podcast. What happens
when we finish the game?
I don't know.
Will we have anything else to do with our lives?
We'll have to wait for new stuff.
Do you play Elden Rings? Email me at runners at talk dark. I don't think I can access it or talk.
Best place to find this is going to be on our website, rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com.
Rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com. You can
find all of our shows on there. Shows like shows that have Kyle on them, like the Rumrunners podcast, or like the Dark Run podcast, or like Infinite Universes, or shows that don't have Kyle on it, like this one, or like Senpai Kohai. Or like,
you say that, yet I'm on this one.
Yeah, vaguely. Or like the Chungus cast. Or
I might be on that soon.
Yeah, okay. Or You Have to Watch This Podcast. Or Fit Talk with Nick. Or I'll our partners.
I'll be on that.
Or,
I'm going to be on all the podcasts.
Or our partners over at Lehigh Valley Food.
If you have a podcast and you want to join the Rumrunners Podcast Network, go onto the RumrunnersPodcastNetwork.com website and go to the thing that says...
Join the family.
Is that what it says?
Yep.
Man, I have not known what it says.
Yep.
Anyway, go do that.
Do that.
And then be like, hey, also, Kyle be on my show, and I'll be on all the podcasts. My new career is being on everyone's podcast. I will be on a million podcasts. That's my goal.
I'm fine with that. Also, check out the Indie Podcast Digital Magazine that's available on our website, and also in a bunch of the biggest podcast groups on Facebook. You know, they're in there also.
It's pretty cool. If you like having a podcast, or you want to know how to make a podcast, or if you like had a podcast, or if you like are just starting a podcast,
if you have questions about podcasting,
it's got tips, it's got guides on buying things, it's got fun anecdotes from some guy named Steven.
And also, you can just find out about cool new podcasts with podcasts that we work with that we highlight.
That's true, because we got our pod lights in there. There's usually a couple of months. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find you contact us. Maybe we can hook you up into that. Also, if you want some cheap advertising, we offer that. It's way cheaper than Facebook or Instagram, which is the same thing, or
or Spotify. Over, or way cheaper than Spotify and Overcast.
Or that one Facebook group that wanted us to give them $1,000+ a month.
Yeah, so we're definitely way more affordable. So if you want to be in there and have, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of people check it out.
Hundreds upon millions of people.
It's been doing good. It's a good magazine.
57,000 people every day.
Every single
day.
That's
a made up number.
It is
just like
number.
McDonald's, 1 billion served.
We can't guarantee that the numbers are accurate, but we can guarantee you'll be in it.
Stay nerdy, bitch.
And embrace your fandom.
That's what Ryan says, right?
Nope.
What does he say?
Let your nerd flag fly.
Let your nerd...